shift, and oh, what a show it's going to be. And hopefully, what a Monday it's been for you. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I hope it's been like a Monday that's memorable in some type of way since or for. Like, mine, it's definitely been memorable. It's been a mess. Oh my gosh. I've been helping people move. I re-injured my ankle, by the way, so that's always fun. And then, like, here's the kicker. I broke my phone. Yeah. Like, I had two phones in my pocket. And then, and judge me if you will, whatever. But one of them fell out of my pocket and then hit the ground. And I was like, and before I even picked it up, and you know how the phone always lands. Why is that? The phone always lands face down. Why? So that way you can just like, and like, just feel like, oh, I feel like it's broken. Oh, like, why does it always land face down? Whatever. It landed face down. And I was like, I guarantee you that was the phone that did not have any scratches or any cracks or anything wrong with it. And sure enough, I picked it up, flipped it over. It was the new phone. Yeah. So that was part of my Monday. Just part of it. But you know what? No reason to complain. Why? Because I woke up in the morning, had a good day, had a nice little breakfast, got to see some friends, got to, when I was moving, helping my friend move, he had his own little cheer squad. Like, he has kids, like, he has a little daughter and a little baby boy. And, as soon as the first thing that we started moving, I just hear the little daughter, it was so adorable, just go, yay, daddy, yay. And I was just like, okay, that's overly adorable. Like, but yeah, no, I had one of those Mondays that was just like, ugh, Mondays. I'm sure everybody at one point in their life has had a ugh Monday. That's right. I'm sorry if that phlegm noise makes you be like, ew, what's that sound? It's called phlegm. It's called ugh, Mondays. That's that. The way you feel about that sound is the way I feel about this past Monday. Like, it was just. But luckily, we're heading into Tuesday. We're about to have, I feel like it's going to be a great week. Nothing to complain about, you know? Woke up this morning, get a chance to do it all over the next day. That's the way I look at it. And that's the way that everybody should look at it, because it is a good chance to. What on this Monday has made you just be like, you know what? Today is just a day to just crawl back in bed and forget this day even existed. I'm sure everybody has a tale to tell. Like, I don't even actually, after this, I still don't feel like I want to crawl back in bed and just like, you know, forget Monday. Like, it wasn't that bad. In hindsight, it's not that bad. Yeah, I broke a phone, whatever. That can be replaced. I helped a friend move. So, you know, I did something constructive and positive. And we had a good time even while moving, you know, and you folks know that's rare. Like, who has a good time while moving? It's usually like, when are we done? Oh, we got to make one more trip. As you military crawl yourself back to the, with one arm back to, to pick up whatever needs to be picked up. No, I personally, I had a good time doing that. I went and, oh, I had really, really good banana pudding, like, over the weekend. I hope your weekend was fantastic, because mine really was. I had some really good banana pudding. Like, somebody made chicken, and, when I walked in, I was like, Who made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Because it smelled like peanut butter. You know, like, I was like, it smells like peanut butter in here. Who made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? They just, I'm assuming they cooked the chicken in peanut oil. And that's what gave it that smell. But I was just like, man. Anyway, there was ribs, chicken, meatballs, fruit like cantaloupe, strawberries, grapes, and there were little sandwiches like ham, turkey with Swiss, and I don't even like Swiss, but that day I did. What else? There was just a ton of food. Oh, apple pie. Oh my gosh. You put a slice of apple pie in front of me. If you want to lose a hand, reach for my apple pie. That is one way guaranteed to lose a hand. I'm sure everybody has that food, though. Like, oh, I love block casserole for whatever reason. Hey, I don't judge. But, like, everybody has that food. Like, if you put that in front of me, nobody, you're reaching over with a hand. You're pulling back a nub. Like, it was just a good weekend, though. I wouldn't say relaxing, but it was a good weekend. It wasn't necessarily relaxing. I didn't get time to, you know, put my feet up and relax or whatever. And that's another thing. I put my feet, like, I soaked my feet in, like, this little hot tub thing. And then when I took my foot out, it, like, reignited the injury that I had about my ankle. That's the thing that upset me. I was like, how is something that's supposed to relax me end up, like, reigniting an injury? I don't know. Maybe it didn't heal. I don't care. I'm able to walk. I'm able to turn around and do whatever. I can skibbity pap. I don't know what that means, but whatever. I do know what the next thing I'm going to say means. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the question of the day. And then we're going to possibly do facts. I don't know. Like, we'll see what happens as we end this February. I don't even, who knows how to correctly say February? Like, I will give a dollar to the first person who can say it correctly. and then we're going to go ahead and start getting ready for March. Man, is this year flying by or what? Just like, I hope this break flies by so that way we can get back into some more of the randomness, entertainingness, and procrastinatingness. I'm going to think of another word over the break. You know the many ways to find us. The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, Apple, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Wisdom App if you want to listen live. There's so many ways to find us. So there's never an excuse to miss an episode. All you have to do is search. This is The Daily Shift. I'm Clutch, and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good.
Well, welcome back to The Daily Shift. This is Clutch. And I am here with the question of the day. And the question of the day is interesting. And it pertains to you. This is something that you have to think about. Now, how many people have had a weird dream? And of course, everybody has had a weird dream at some point in their life. And if you haven't had it yet, it's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. It's going to be weird. Okay. Let me break this down for you. So I had a weird dream. Oprah was a scientist, and there were worms from, like, if you've ever seen the movie Slither, I've never watched it. Mind you, I've never seen this movie ever. I only seen, like, a little piece, like, from YouTube. Slither. it like the worms took over the world. And I was part of a team to help save the world. And Oprah was like the main person, like funding it and like the main scientist. And she was nice to like the team that was going to go and save the world. But to like the people that worked for her, she was a mean tyrant. And one moment, like she was nice to us one moment, and then one moment she was terrible to the staff. But to get like she was a sweetheart to us, like I said. And we get on like Oprah's jets or whatever, because these worms are taking over the planet. Like they're building, like they're like crawling over towers and stuff. By the way, the worms is like the grossest part of this. So if you are like I said, it anyway. The jets break during one of the storms or whatever. So the jets break and we're like, okay, this is it, you know, like we're done for. And then another jet, like I don't remember what happened. Like two of the jets broke down, and then like the jet I was on land. I feel like in my dream I would have protested that. Like I would have been like, you know, hey, somebody's gotta survive, right? Somebody's gotta keep going, right? You know, like we all land or whatever. Like the two broke down, and then we land, I guess, to help them. I don't remember exactly, but somebody else comes along with another jet and picks us all up, and we take off right before, you know, it's like that one climactic scene where everybody is like, oh, this is the end, and then all of a sudden somebody comes to the rescue. That was pretty much it. And we get back to Oprah's like lab / estate. I don't know what it was. And she starts just berating. Like she just goes off, not on us, because like I said, she's being nice to us, but being mean to like her staff. And then and when I say that, it's like, how dare you? What are you doing? Why would you do that? And then she'll turn to us and be like, okay, so you guys did a great job. I feel fantastic. Like, you guys are just, it's like, you know, like, kind of, like, it's weird, like a bipolar kind of thing. And, and then, like, at some point, I don't know, I don't know what's going on with the stream, but at one point, we get onto a spaceship, and then we launch ourselves up, and we look down at the planet. Well, correction, I look down at the planet, I see just worms, like, trying to reach out into outer space, like, you know, like, building, like, way bigger than mountains, like, it's that many worms. I don't know what was going on or whatever, but this dream has confused me profoundly. And, we launch into space, but wait, there's more. And we land on a planet that seems like Mars. It just seems like Mars. And there's hundreds of like domes, like those giant domes, like that people can like survive in or whatever, like it's survivable in. And there's people there. And in case anyone is like gets infected, this is one of the weirdest parts of the dream. In case anyone gets infected with worms, there's like these collars that reverse space and time, I guess. And then like they press a button, and then like the user, like they can go back a specific amount of time, and then like they can like go back to the point where like they were like infected, but just inside the, it's weird. Like, they don't go back to the planet. It's not like they, like, it's like a rewind button, but, like, you know, like before like the worm comes out of them or whatever. I don't know. All this means, don't eat meatloaf before bed. Do not eat meatloaf before bed. I have had the strangest dreams, and I was like, was it the meatloaf? It was the meatloaf. Do not eat meatloaf before going to bed. I had the weirdest dream. Another one involved like Beyonce. I've never watched an episode of Oprah. I've never seen like the only thing I know about Oprah, and this is from word of mouth, everyone gets a new car, or check under your seats. That's the only thing. And that's from word of mouth. That's not from me watching like the program. I've never seen anything Beyonce. Maybe I've seen like a halftime show. The weirdest dreams. The weirdest dreams. So don't eat meatloaf before. If you want to have a weird dream that's at least very, very interesting and then make you wake up and be like, well, where did that come from? Have some meatloaf, maybe even a meatball. I don't know if it's just meat in general, but that, I can guarantee you that was probably like the most interesting dream I've ever had. So that makes me wonder, what dreams are you all having? What interesting dreams do people have out there that you remember? If you have an interesting dream and you're like, oh, I'm too tired to write it down, write something, and that would be even more interesting. Write something down on like a little piece of paper with a pen, and then just wake up and see what you wrote down. Chocolate chicken tenderfoot. What does that mean? Like, rainbow, unicorn, big toe? What is that? I would love to hear something back from that. That would be interesting. So when you have an interesting dream, write it down and get back to me, because I wonder what interesting dreams you all have. So what interesting dreams are you having? Or did you have over the weekend? Or are you thinking that you might have tonight? What's on your mind? I didn't even know Oprah was on my mind the other night, but apparently it was. I don't know how or why. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And when I do, I'm going to get back to you, just like I'm going to get back to you after this break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some more fantastic things, like some really bad and or good movies. All you have to do is keep it locked right here. This is The Daily Shift. We will see you after the break. Don't move a muscle. We'll see you soon. Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where we have the entertainment. We're not doing the facts today. We're going to go ahead and skip over that. Because why? Because just because. Maybe it'll come after the entertainment. I highly doubt it. But all you have to do is just stick around and see what happens. This show is just like, it's grasping at straws at this point. But in a good way, I would hope so. Just like I would have hoped that this movie that I watched was really good, but it was not. It was called Spring Lake. And if you don't want to hear any spoilers, this is like one of the first times I'm gonna like put spoilers into the entertainment. It was bad. It was so bad. Okay. It's called Spring Lake, and Okay, so the mom, I guess, was in like some kind of cult or the lead of a cult or something. And then she killed like one of the sons. And these are adults, by the way. They're all adults at this time. And she killed one of the sons. But like when she killed him, it was like you don't hear like her footsteps coming towards you. You didn't see the axe sitting right next to her. Okay. And then the dad was like, he went over to her house. He was like, well, where are you? He's like, I'm looking. They're all looking for the dad is looking for her daughter. The brother is looking for his sister. And the other brother was like, okay, well, no, correction. It's not a brother. It's a very close friend. And he was like, well, where are you? He's like, well, I'm looking for my sister, blah, blah, blah. And then the dad was like, well, where are you? He's like, I was told to come over here to this house. And then, like, the son is like, this is the first time I've gotten a call out here. Like, I have no reception, so it's weird that I got a call from you. Whatever. And then, so they, like, the husband, not husband, like, the ex-husband is like, I'll call you back, and then hangs up the phone with the son, and then begins to go inside the house, and, then, like, he acts like he knows what's about to happen, like, he knows, like, it's gonna be trouble as soon as he goes into the house. And he goes into the house, and then the ex-husband and the ex-wife, they have an argument. And then he's like, I'm done with this. I don't even know why I came here. He's like, well, it's probably because you're looking for your daughter. That's probably a good start. But he turns away, and then he starts to leave. And then, like, the ex-wife grabs the axe that's sitting right next to the couch. And then, like, turns him around and hits him with the axe or something like that. And the whole time I was thinking, why on earth did you not, like, I would have seen the axe and be like, okay, you're going off the deep end. Because they all have already, like, evaluated, like, okay, we'll already come to the conclusion that she's gone off the deep end, you know? Like, oh, we don't really talk to her, and she's kind of crazy, this, that, and the other. Like, if I saw an axe next to the couch, I would have been like, okay, so I'm going to just move this over here, close to me. You know, like, it just, that movie just didn't make a lot of sense. And that part, especially. And then there was another part where, like, there were a couple of parts where, like, somebody, like, got thrown to the ground. Like, there was somebody wearing an iron mask, and then, like, the protagonist would, like, punch the mask. And it was like, for somebody who's on the right, like, on the side of good, like, I wouldn't be rooting for you. Like, you just punched an iron mask, and then, like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, yeah, your hand is going to hurt. And on top of that, you did no damage. I just, it was one of those cheesy. And when I say old, when I say sci-fi movies, I mean old school sci-fi. Like, let me put it this way. Sharknado was way better than this. And I never even seen Sharknado. There you go. That should put it into perspective for you right there. Like, the only thing that was scary about this movie was the fact movies where, like, somebody gets trapped in a loop, you know, like, in a state of, like, pretty much purgatory, that's kind of scary to me. Not kind of, that's terrifying. Like, you can't go anywhere. You can't escape. You're trapped doing the same thing over and over again. Like, that's creepy. But this movie, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving this a 0.5. Spring Lakes, everybody. Spring Lakes. Oh my gosh. Movie was so bad. It got a 57 on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. I don't know. I didn't look into it because I was like, well, that number is bogus. There's no way. There is no way. I've seen movies that I actually enjoyed watching get better reviews than that. I don't know what Valerian, I don't remember what it's called. Valerian, the city, the Lost Cities or something like that. I think that got a lower score, but that movie was way better than this. This was like a really, really bad sci-fi movie. And then it didn't make any sense. I was confused the whole time. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know who was who. But I do know that I don't want to watch that again. That was just bad. Well, that is obviously a sign for me to call it. What I'm going to do, I'm going to let you all go. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. If there is any Monday left, I'm going to let you go so that way you can enjoy it, have dinner, watch a movie, not Spring Lakes. I hope you all have enjoyed your weekend as we finish out Monday and head into Tuesday. So if it is Monday and you're heading to bed, then good night. But if it is Tuesday and you're waking up and you're getting your day started, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift. I'm Clutch, and we will see you next time.